And we back. If you blink, you might miss it. You gotta click it or ticket. You gotta go get it before it's gone. End it quickly as it begun. Life is short as a midget, but mine's a little LeBron. Been a minute since Eminem was a blonde. I need a peace prize, mom invented the bomb. A nigga wanted more, would only sit on the lawn. A nigga up next, like Charlie said in cologne. I'm about to book a show at the damn stuff in my dorm. I took a hit up Sony today.
Hello, and welcome to the Robert's Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The joke of the week is brought to us by Life with Lemons, just a story of a girl who happens to look colorfully. People think icy is the easiest word to spell. Come to think of it, I see why.
Because icy is spelled I-C-Y. Get it? It's not very funny. Now it's time for us to go into this week's big word of the week, which Dayton has for us.
The big word of the week is brought to us by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. The big word of the week is optics, spelled O-P-T-I-C-S. The scientific study of sight and the behavior of light, or the properties of transmission and deflection of other forms of radiation.
Okay. Sounds like optics is a lot of stuff.
Oculus.
Oculus.
Oh yeah, I don't know that word's close to it, so I'm gonna say it.
It has the first same letter.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's time for this week's climate change activists, which we'll be doing that for a while because climate change is important. That's why they didn't.
Okay. Oh yeah.
This week's climate change activist is Stephanie Woody. Stephanie Woody is the owner of an eco boutique local to Charlotte called Rooted Rethinkery. Stephanie Woody used her platform not only make people aware of our climate change problem at hand, but also help people do something about this problem at hand. So, Dean, what does sound like Stephanie Woody up to? Because obviously she's not like a really famous person, but she's doing.
Oh, she's famous.
But she's doing what she can local to our area, and she's doing a really good job of it too.
So, as I can see why.
I see why.
Dang it.
Not I can't. Okay, never mind. You ruined
so,
it.
So, as I see why.
Doesn't make any sense.
I know, but it's fine. So, she's like changing stuff up by like making stuff out of recycled stuff. Like those little rags that you need water. You need to put them in water to start them. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now it's time for this week's this or that question. Just go ahead. What is it, Dayton?
This or that is brought to us by All Type Fence, located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Mobile games or console games? Good. You can recycle both of those.
Okay. What's your choice, Dayton?
I would choose console games.
Why?
Because there's much of a variety and like a variety.
There's much of a variety.
Much of a variety. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then like you get a game on disc, and then you come home and it's like way more interesting to put it inside of something than downloading a game and then clicking on it.
Okay.
That was a lot.
Pretty sure on console, most people download games anyway.
Yeah, but okay.
And on mobile games, since I was forced to choose this, against my will, well, actually, I don't really care. But I guess I choose this because they're easily accessible, because now most people have their phones wherever they go, which isn't really a good.
What if you have a Nintendo Switch in your back pocket? Ask me how you can fit that in your back pocket.
You have a big pocket.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. If you would like to send us in what you would pick for this option, you can contact us at bruhvsbro@outlook.com or just click the contact us link on our website at bruhvsbro.com, and you could win lots of cool prizes like
t-shirts,
wow,
stickers,
amazing
man/woman handbags,
out of this world
big posters that say bra versus bra on them.
Cheeto puffs.
Cars.
Cool.
And much more.
Also cool.
I know that.
Okay. Okay. Yes. And those, you could win lots of things, just not those as they said.
But. Yes, you can.
Okay. Now it's time for this week's climate change fact.
Do, 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 do.
Okay, what is it?
Brought to us by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. The Amazon is a carbon-storing powerhouse. In the Amazon, 1% of tree species sequester 50% of the region's carbon.
Okay.
That's a lot of carbon.
I'm assuming sequester means to hold in.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't really know why I didn't say that. Okay. I think that's a bad thing. I don't know. I'm not really sure. But I'm pretty sure holding carbon in is pretty bad.
Yeah, because when you take a breath, that's carbon. And then you breathe it out, and it goes bye-bye. You don't want that.
I get it. They hold carbon because plants need carbon to.
Yeah, that's.
So other plants can't grow. Well, that's.
But we're not plants.
That's not a good thing. Come on, Amazon. Just be better than that. Okay. Now it's time for this week's book recommendation.
Doo-doo-doo.
This week's book recommendation is The Story of Climate by E. Christian Peters. This book is about how, geologic cycles, which is basically rock cycles, stuff like that, are affected by climate change. Rocks, stuff getting messed up by climate change. Climate change doesn't just destroy the, icebergs and stuff. It also destroys much more.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Amazon.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now as we get into the,
the nitty-gritty.
Nitty-gritty. I don't know why you say that, but it's cool.
The melting iceberg part.
That's not a
sorry,
good thing.
Greta Thunberg. Okay.
It's time for this week's random act of kindness quote. Here it is. Of course, it's from my go-to guy, Anonymous.
That was the book.
Kindness makes you the most beautiful person in the world, no matter what you look like. Said by Anonymous.
That's why I'm beautiful.
If you're wondering who Anonymous is, it means we don't know who said it. Could be your mom, or your dad.
Or your grandpa.
Or your cousin.
Or you.
Or Scooby-Doo.
Oh, no.
Could be many people. We not know. Anyway, Dayton, what does this mean to you?
This means that the ugly duckling might have been ugly, but he was the kindest man on earth.
Actually, no, he's
Gandhi
he
said
he
that.
Was a pretty sad life.
Oh, okay. He
didn't have any friends.
But Gandhi said that.
Gandhi didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Okay.
We have to have real quotes on the podcast.
Okay, yeah. Here at Bro vs. Bro Institute, we only tell the truth.
Sometimes.
Half the time. 75%.
30%.
Dang it.
Okay. Now it's time for us to give some shout-outs to some listeners and to the people who make us possible. One of our listeners, Tanisha Tate.
Shannon.
Shout out to Shannon.
Oh, yeah, Shannon.
And Mr. Vincent.
Oh, yeah, Vincent.
Shout out to him. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I met him this one time.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
Yep.
Anyway, so I'll give shout out to people who make us possible. Our producer / director, BL Self. And this week our song was All Day Long by Chance the Rapper.
Our team mom / security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, T.
Because what we do without a therapy dog.
And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
See you guys next week.
Bye-bye. I see why.
This is Bruh vs. Bruh.